What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking about the economy. We were talking yesterday about Russia's rise as a business-friendly environment in the World Bank's recent report here. Now we're finding out India just overtook Britain as the world's sixth largest economy. So we're definitely seeing the center of economic power shifting toward the east. And the reason is very simple. Certainly here in the United States of America, we don't actually make anything anymore, and nobody wants our agriculture. We have a culture that on Wall Street that believes that if you just shake the money back and forth with enough vigor, it'll magically grow all by itself. And as long as they have the printing presses, they can make that happen. The reality for people here on the ground, though, is very, very different. The number of millennials still living at home has reached a 75-year high. It is closing in on the number of people being forced to live with their parents that was set in 1940 at the end of the Great Depression. That's how bad things are out here. Along with the retail Mageddon, it's a horrible Christmas shopping season. People don't have money to buy stuff here. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call. Donna in New Mexico, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, and I'm going to say this. I think I can say it correctly. Mela kilikimaka.
You got it. That's it.
You know, I'm going to tell you how I know that, because I actually have an old CD with Bing Crosby singing that song.
Yes, it's a classic. It's been all over the radio here, especially a local station, KSSK. They've just gone totally overboard on the Christmas music.
Anyway, I wanted to follow up with what some of the other callers have been talking about with regard to participating in politics now more than ever. And I've been doing it through social media on Donald Trump's Facebook. And even though he's not in there yet and we got to give him time, I have some issues. Many of us have issues. And what I'm trying to do, I actually posted a link to a documentary on fracking, mm-hmm. you know, just to put it out there, hoping that he does actually pay attention to his social media, which he seems to do. And I also took issue with his appointment of the U.S. ambassador to Israel, which I have a real hard time with. And
a lot of people were very, very concerned about that one. A lot of people were concerned about that one. I'm not happy with that either. But as Harry Truman used to say, that Oval Office is the hottest kitchen in the world, and it doesn't matter what you do, there's going to be some SOB who doesn't like it. Again, I want to wait to see the end of the first 100 days, but I still maintain, and call this an article of faith, if you will, that Donald Trump at his absolute worst is still better than Hillary Clinton at her best.
Absolutely. There's no question about that. But I do think, because of the social media aspect of how he approaches things, is a very good opportunity for people to say, hey, happy about this, not happy about that. You know, he does seem to pay attention. I just want to put that out to the people who, you know, I voted for him. First time in my life I voted for a Republican. First time. Mm-hmm. And I'm standing by it, because they're, to me, at the very least, he's shaking up the establishment, and that's an important thing. So hopefully, if enough people participate, and we have to on the local level, on every level, to continue to do that, then, you know, our voices may still be heard and be considered important. That's all I wanted to say. That's it. Thank you.
All right. Well, Donna, certainly communicating with Trump is going to be important, or whoever is actually reading his social media for him. I'm sure that he personally is not sitting there scanning the stuff anymore. But I think it's actually more important to be communicating with members of the Congress and various government officials who are going to be opposing Donald Trump. They don't want any changes made to a system from which they personally benefit and enrich themselves. And so I think it's more important to be directing our concerns and our ire at them.
I quite agree with that. And it worries me that they're already lining things up against him. And mm-hmm. do you think they would have learned? There's such an overwhelming message here that we are tired of business as usual, and it's time for change. And absolutely, what you said, I completely agree with. Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
Well, thank you very much, Donna. We're going to let you go here. I mean, here is the dire reality that the current establishment, especially the liberals and the corporate media, are dealing with. They have to find some way to turn the clock back to the 1950s or 1960s, or they are gone. That's their mindset. There is no other alternative there. They have to somehow drag us back to a world where we believe in the corporate media or have no choice but to believe in the corporate media and do as we're told, or they're going to be gone. The whole thing is going to start tearing itself apart. And I'm holding out a hope that under President Trump, we can peacefully reverse the course of this nation and start that long, slow trek back to being a constitutional republic with an honest and fairly democratically elected government. And it's going to take a while to do that. But there is still the risk of a Soviet Union-style collapse out there. And it's very real, and it could happen. And a lot of that is tied in to the intractability of the establishment to adjust and adapt to the new reality of a very skeptical population, and the fact that the American people and people around the world are now on to the little games that they've been playing with us for decade after decade after decade. We're going to do a quick shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just rejoining the network here. And we're talking about the economic news. Now, Royal Bank of Scotland and Barclays are among seven banks that have been hit with fines totaling 99 million Swiss francs for interest rate rigging. And we're going to keep on hitting these stories over and over and over again, because the picture that is emerging is that these ultra-wealthy financial institutions are getting wealthy through criminal activity. Remember that old TV commercial for one of the investment houses? We make money the old-fashioned way. We earn it. Well, looks like the old-fashioned way was basically cheating. Now, former BlackRock portfolio manager Mark Littleton has been given a year in prison for insider trading. And you begin to understand that there is a serious problem there in our economic system. Frankly, I think the United States ought to be doing what other countries are doing. Iceland throws their crooked bankers in jail. China and Iran execute them. I think you do a few of those and these Wall Street people are going to snap too. The reason the fraud continues apace is nothing bad ever happens. Their corporations are fined and the fines are deducted from taxes and the balance paid for by customers in higher fees. There's no incentive for them to comply with the banking laws. There's no incentive for the banking industry to be honest and ethical and fair. Quite the opposite. The incentive is go on out and be reckless. If you get into trouble, we'll loot the people and make them pay for the losses. And that is the essence of a fascist economic dictatorship. Now, despite my concerns about possible ramifications resulting from Christine Lagarde's conviction for criminal fraud, and she's not going to appeal. She's accepting the decision. The punishment was a wrist slap, and as it turns out, she gets to keep her job at the IMF. They don't care that she's a criminal. Apparently, the IMF is the bank of crime, because the last three heads of the IMF have all had criminal problems. Now, this is the season for credit card debt. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog. This Christmas, Americans will spend an average of $422 per child. Actually, I don't think so. I think $422 per child is what the retailers want you to spend. And so they're going to put this out there so that if you're there with only maybe $100 for your child, there's that social pressure, keeping up with the Joneses. Oh, we haven't spent enough. We haven't spent enough. It's just another way of wringing more money out of you. It's an act of desperation, and it's definitely not working. Britain's debt soars to £1.7 trillion. Borrowing is jumping again. It's a debt trap. It's designed that way. The entire banking system, from the private central banks on down, is a system of enslavement. Its goal is to get you onto that debt trap as early as possible. They're doing it now with student loans. Next thing you know, they're going to be giving credit cards to high schoolers to make you their debt slaves. This must stop. All right, we're going to take a couple of phone calls. Joel in Wisconsin, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hookah paka hookah, Michael.
Okay.
Close enough, eh?
Close enough for country and western.
If our government media complex is now telling the American people that there is such a thing as fake news, which there never was before, and that Russia, or I mean Putin, is behind it, then they're admitting something that they could never say before. And if Putin did not do it by himself, then wasn't there a conspiracy behind that? And then there would be conspiracies, which there, we all know there's no such thing as conspiracies either.
Well, like I said, the biggest failing when they decided they were going to start propagandizing the American people, because the United States didn't really have, at that time, a permanent ministry of propaganda, they subcontracted all of this out to advertising agencies and public relations firms, which institutionally do not think in long time spans. 30-second commercial, 60-second commercial, 4 to 5 week sales campaign, and then the slate is erased and they're off to the next thing. So there's no continuity. And that's why the propaganda we're hearing today directly contrasts with the propaganda we were hearing 6 months ago. Well, you know, now they're out there, Russia's hacking our elections, it's all a complete fraud, everybody's rigging. 6 months ago when Donald Trump said there's a reason to doubt the honesty and accuracy of our elections, and they said, oh, that's ridiculous, nobody can interfere with the American elections. And when the American people hear this switch around, they're saying, they're throwing their hands up and saying, this is utter nonsense, it's double talk. And the corporate media and the government, of course, they're out there wondering why we remember things that we're told that we were told 2 and 3 months ago. We're supposed to just forget about it. It's supposed to just magically disappear from our memory cells so that we're only listening to what they're saying today and believing what they say today. Humans don't work like that, of course. And that's why the propaganda is so self-destructive and self-contradictory. And that's why ultimately it is failing right now.
And if our intelligence agencies now know that this was going on, you know, they just figured out they could tell us in detail what's going on, and they want to do something about it, why didn't they stop it when they, you know, where were they 6 months ago?
Yeah, that's a very, very good question. If they knew Russia was interfering with our elections, why didn't they do something about it? And, you know, where's the NSA? Well, the only word we're getting from the NSA is from former NSA workers who are out there saying, no, if Russia was hacking the elections, the NSA would know it. And
nice.
Again, they're in a state of panic and desperation. They can feel they are losing their grip on the American people. They're losing control. And they're absolutely in a panic. And that's the reason for all this screaming about fake news and all this screaming about Russia hacked the election and, you know, they're just trying to find anything that will get traction with the American people where they can roll back the clock to where we were all naive and obedient.
Yes, and it's about time the people are waking up, and that's all I got.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Joel. We're going to switch over to Matt in Colorado. Aloha, Matt. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I haven't talked to you in a little while. Thanks for taking my call. Wanted to hit on a couple of points. Of course, the first one is being the rhetoric of fake news. That's completely absurd. And you know what is really troubling to me is that it seems that the neoliberal, neocon conservatives are making a play prior to the inauguration of Trump in order to facilitate a war against Russia.
Yes.
And they're already putting troops in Estonia, and the whole thing is tied into the IMF and so forth, or excuse me, the European Union and the European Central Bank. And what I don't understand about this is because, you know, you and I are, we're people, we only have the ability to share information or do whatever we can do, but they are actively instigating provocation with a superpower, which would result in mutually assured destruction because it would go nuclear. And I don't understand what their objective is, given the fact that they can print money at will, and the greed, and I know you are fond of using the term money junkie, so it just seems like they're, and I don't use this term lightly, but Satanists that want to create World War III, and I don't know where the good men and women in the United States military are just going to stand down and say, hey, guys, we're not doing this, and, you know, I'm not a big Trump supporter, but make America great again, make the world great again. How do we actually affect positive
change? I think basically we make the world great again by pulling back from all this military nonsense, which just sucks up so much of the gross domestic product and all these young lives and causes so much destruction that has to be rebuilt, and we focus on building new and building for the future. The situation with the war is the people who are pushing for the war are victims of their own groupthink and confirmation bias. They're absolutely convinced that we can win a nuclear war. They're refusing to look at all these horrible reports coming on out about America's latest weapons, like the Zumwalt, which is now being blasted as wasteful and incapable. They don't want to hear that stuff. They think they've got a good bead. We've got all these wonderful weapons. We're going to prevail. And there's a lesson of history that needs to be remembered here. Whenever two nations go to war, both sides are convinced they're going to win. And obviously, half of them are wrong.
I would completely agree with you, and to me it just seems that they're maniacs because through cooperation we could all come out better than going into war, and you know, the globe is getting smaller by the day and more information is being shared. And it seems like cooperation would be such a much more logical
Ordinary people like us, yeah, cooperation is always going to be advantageous. But you need to understand from the point of view of rulers and the money junkies, war is easy. It doesn't take a lot of skill to go on out and destroy other things and then try and profit from the chaos. Actually, running a country profitably and efficiently takes a lot of work. And these hereditary ruling class members of our society don't have the necessary skill set. They've gotten by with war and lies and propaganda so long, they don't know any other way to do what they're doing. There's this supposed bit of wisdom that war is always good for business. No, it isn't. War is very terrible for business, except for the defense contractors. What war does is it plunges us all back into the debt of the bankers. The bankers are the ones who really want wars, because wars represent that richest harvest of debt to the bankers, because the bankers will loan money to both sides to fight the war. Then when the war is over, they'll loan more money to both sides to rebuild from the war. And when it's all over, ordinary people like you and I, we've sort of kind of got what we had before, except the graveyards are a lot bigger, and we're back in debt slavery to those bankers for the next 100 years. That's the scam. That's why the bankers are always pushing to have war. They're not going to fight in them. Their children aren't going to fight and die in them. They're living in their mansions in places that are outside the invasion routes and bombing targets. So it's very easy for them to sit back and say, yeah, let's play the grand game here. After all, military people are just dumb, stupid pawns to be spent in foreign policy, to paraphrase Henry Kissinger. Anyway, listen, Matt, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Let's sing and shout. Let our voices ring out. Let them echo into next year. Celebrate, celebrate. Let us celebrate. And as days pass on their way, share the gift from above, the power of love, so that every day's Christmas Day.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take a phone call from Philip in Poland. Aloha, Philip. What's the latest update from Poland?
Hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm fine.
I was listening to your show yesterday when you were discussing Poland and concerned that there was some sort of color revolution going on out here. It's not.
Okay.
Poland is a fairly insular country in itself. It has been for centuries. But the current ruling party are, I think the technical term is bunch of nutters. The Kaczynski twins, who have run it for many years, one died in the plane crash in Smolensk, are just out there. The rules they're bringing in, it's a one-way path to a dictatorship. However, the people that are protesting them, there's irony upon irony in that. They're talking about independence and freedom and partisanship, yet they're waving EU flags all over the place, which undermines their whole argument.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't be too concerned that there's a color revolution going on out here.
That's good to hear, because, I mean, we've had way too much of this U.S. mucking about with other people's countries here. I think for one lifetime.
There's no doubt that George Soros did pile a load of money in here a few years ago. But the country, when communism fell, the people that ran the industry here in this country were the mafia, and they didn't let go. So the leading elite here are mafia, mafia-based operations, and mm-hmm. that has not changed. And when they did try to change it 20 years ago, people protested. The government said, no, we're going to sweep it under the carpet. So nothing did change.
Sounds a lot like what's been happening over here.
Yeah, I wouldn't deny that. You know, I just wanted to make that point that it's unlikely that there's no feeling for a revolution. There's a lot of dissatisfaction with mm-hmm. the ruling PIS party, PIS. But I think you've got to go back to 1957, the last time the Polish people really stood up in arms behind the barricades, and they were crushed. And add on top of that communism, for all that period and the secret police, mm-hmm. where you didn't know who was really speaking to whom. That paranoia.
Well, we're coming up on a commercial break, so let me just make a comment here. The reality is that when the U.S. goes on out to try and do a regime change, they're not always successful. In fact, they're only successful half the time. And very often, they can overestimate the reality on the ground in a country. They certainly did that in Iran in 2009 when they tried to have a color revolution there to drive Ahmadinejad out. So
I agree with you.
The fact that Soros is in there mucking about in Poland's internal affairs, I think there's a concern. But I'm glad to know that it looks like any such efforts are going to come to naught. Because
please hold me over, because there's one point I want to come back to you on.
All right, well, we still got about another minute and a half, so keep on talking, and then we'll take the commercial break.
Okay. There is no advantage for the Americans to try and overthrow the current regime. They've got everything they want out of them. They've got the missile defense system in place. They've got American troops on the ground, and the Polish ruling party are beholden to the Americans in a lot of respects already. So there's no real benefit in flipping to the other party. So, I wish there was some sort of uprising in Europe that is more of the Trumpism type, freedom, liberty. It's, to my mind, it's just not
there. I think over time we're going to start seeing that, because this push to create a single global government has created a political climate conducive to a single global revolution, where the people of every single country all at the same time stand up and kick out the bosses and the oligarchs and the money junkies, drop them in the ocean, drop them in a volcano, and we basically go back to a much more humane society for ourselves. Anyway, thanks an awful lot.
I hear you, folks. Have a good night and a lovely Christmas, Mike.
All right, same to you, and we'll be back with more phone calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tonight, women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the telephones here. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Add to what you spoke about the war, you know, the bankers funding both sides and then the rebuilding after that. I think another thing that really I find very infuriating is after the war is over, the establishment and building of memorials to honor the soldiers, and the spin they put on that is that they were defending freedoms of the United States, democracy, when these were just wars of conquest. That irritates me greatly.
Yeah, it does me too. They're just trying to set in steel and stone the official mythology that all of America's wars are moral and just and righteous, and all the other countries' wars are evil and bad, and they deserve to lose.
Yeah, and then that after phrase, support your soldiers, support the soldiers. Well, I support protecting my borders. I support my country being protected, but I don't support it to invade other countries and overthrow governments and to stop establish puppet governments and and steal resources. I don't support any of that, and that's kind of what we are.
Well, you know, I'm glad you made that distinction here, because my point of view, and this gets into this idea of the government has all this money to build all these war memorials, but no money to actually take care of the wounded veterans when they come on home, which tells you what their priorities are. And my feeling is that whether you agree with the wars or not, and I certainly do not, just in case some of you were uncertain where I stand on those, we do have a debt of honor to all those people who put on that uniform and who came back wounded and injured. They should be taken care of. That's what the VA is supposed to do. They haven't been doing a very good job of it. So I think it's possible to support our troops while not supporting the war, as long as you look at it from that point of view. Because I have the utmost respect for anybody who does put on that uniform and takes that oath to serve our nation. The fact that they are being misused and abused and taken advantage of by the civilian leadership is, of course, atrocious and abominable. But we have all military people around here in Hawaii. We have the highest per capita density of military of any state in the United States. And all the military people I talk to, they're very upright, honorable people. They're strict constitutionalists. And I'm in agreement with a lot of people who think that if push comes to shove and there were some kind of a confrontation here in the United States, the rank-and-file military would not be supporting the U.S. government.
Point well made. Thank you, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Ken in Australia there. Good day, mate. What's going on?
Hello, mate. How are you?
Fair dinkum.
Yeah, I'm a friend of Caribbean John.
Ah, okay.
I just wanted to want to let you know that the guy's in a coma. So, for everyone who's a fan of his, or claim to be Christian, I would say pray for him. And he's basically had a very bad cough, lung, and I think it's something else. But his wife called me and let me know.
Man.
And I'm a little vague on it because I was a little stunned, I suppose. But I'm not clear whether he was induced into a coma. But the next 24 hours will be critical. So I'd ask Claire and anyone who claims to be a Christian to pray for him. He's an atheist, and he basically I'd pray that he would. Have a vision of the reality of Jesus and hell and all the rest, and that his eternal soul would be saved. Second priority would be that he gets raised up from his sick bed to entertain us another day. But so I just thought I'd inform you guys about that, and I know he's got a lot of fans.
I appreciate that, and please do keep me informed as to what's going on. And I'm sensitive to this issue because a few years back, I had a serious sudden illness. I didn't go into a coma, at least that I remember, but it was a very narrow miss back then. And so hopefully he's going to be okay, but. If you get any information, if you don't feel like calling into the show, just drop me an email because, I would like to know what's going on with him.
Sure, I want the people to know because I know he's got a lot of fans in America, particularly in Texas, and just thought I'd let people know. And yes, I'm on Scene Life, and I'm friends of you on Scene Life. So,
okay.
If anyone else wants to contact me that way via you, maybe that's the appropriate platform. If anyone else wants to contact me, I'll notify you on Scene Life. And if anyone wants to talk to me, you can refer them to me there.
Well, okay. I will definitely plug them in over at Scene Life. And again, thank you for letting us know because it actually crossed my mind that he hadn't called in today, and I was starting to wonder what was going on. So thank you for the update and for keeping us informed, and I'm in agreement with you. Even though I'm not religious, I certainly hope that he will recover and continue to regale us with his tales into the future.
Yes, absolutely, and I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to you for years, as has my dad, and but we're in another time zone, and we often find it more convenient to get the Ron Gibson podcast, but we love everything you do, and I'm sure you're sick of hearing that, but that's no, really I'm all not. I have to say today.
I'm kidding. Yeah, I'm kidding.
I'll ring in with updates when I can. Yeah, when I
all right. I do appreciate that. I do appreciate that greatly, and thanks an awful lot for sharing that information. And say hello to your father for me.
Not a problem. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right. Bye bye. All right. Well, that's definitely going to put a crimp on the festivities today, and I'm sure we're all in agreement here that we hope John pulls through this. Comes back to us. There's a wonderful line in the movie Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, and I find myself actually using it. We've reached an age where life stops giving us things and starts to take them away. And that is definitely the downside of getting older. All right, let's turn over to the issue of immigration. This is getting really ugly. Apparently, in the Italian city of Trieste, an 18-year-old girl was attacked by a group of migrants. This sparked a protest of hundreds of Italians taking to the street and getting into a confrontation with the migrants. Rocks are being thrown. So how's this New World Order, everybody love each other in Europe thing coming along there, Mr. Soros here? Apparently, up in Germany, there was an asylum seeker who was informed by a German official that his asylum request had been turned down, pulled out a knife, tried to steal the official. And then apparently also a member of security who tried to intervene as well. So this is all working out so wonderfully well. Let's see. We're going to take a phone call from John in Rancho Cucamonga. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Good to talk to you. I just wanted to take just a little exception to your position. I think you've got both feet planted firmly on both sides of the fence. The troops, the mission of the troops is inextricably and inseparably linked to their existence. If there is no mission, as determined by the current criminal-in-chief or the past criminal-in-chief, then there's no troops. So now, don't get me wrong, I'm not in favor of anyone getting hurt, but I'm not naive enough to believe that when the young people put on a uniform and go and attack another country that's no threat to us, that someone's not going to start shooting back at them. So it's going to happen. Now, as far as the VA hospitals, I agree with you. That's part of a handshake, a deal, a contract, and they should be better taken care of. But at some point, I have to say that the message that we should be sending young people and that the pastors in the churches should be sending to young people is that if they cannot morally justify what they're doing overseas by invading another country, just to install central banking, all in the pursuit of the one-world government by the Rothschild central bankers, why would anyone risk their life to do that? And that's what they
ought
to
be
thinking about.
They wouldn't. Okay, but you need to understand that those military recruiters, when they approach the young people, they don't go up to them and say, "Hey, we need you to help us invade another country and steal all their wealth." They come on out and say, "You know, you're protecting America," and they fill their heads full of all of this noble ideals. And by the time these young people realize what suckers they've been played for, they're basically stuck in this situation and can't get out. And that's what I mean about how these military people have been used and abused and betrayed by that civilian leadership. They have been lured into the military with promises which the government is under no obligation to keep, and they've been lured in with a clearly fraudulent description of what their purpose is going to be.
Well, I agree with you up to a point, Michael. You're right. I wasn't talking about the military recruiters. I'm talking more about the kids, young people's parents, their aunts and uncles, the religious people. I have to think some of them go to church every now and then. You got to allow for that, even if you don't. So that's not really a big deal. I mean, there's a lot of pastors that just don't speak out against this. Their answers are going to pray for the troops. Pray for them to do what? Pray for them to get a clue?
You've got a valid point there, and unfortunately the silence of the clergy on the evils of wars goes back to George Bush's faith-based initiatives, where churches were literally given money to be on the side of the government's agenda to support it. And many churches that have spoken out against the war are being contacted by the IRS and told that they can lose their tax-exempt status if they advocate against the war, because the war is a political issue, and under the rules of a 501c3, they're not allowed to advocate a political issue. And so they're playing loosey-goosey with the definitions.
You're right.
You know,
I heard about that too, yeah. That's part of the whole equation, but I just want to thank you for allowing me to get on your show and state my case. So, anyway.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas.
Sir.
Have a good
Merry
day.
Christmas to you too, Michael. Okay.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Now then, getting on back to immigration. Apparently, there was a Austrian town of Oberndorf, and they were having a nativity play done by children. It's a very common thing this time of the year. And apparently an asylum seeker stormed the stage, a Somali, and started reading from the Quran, and obviously caused a great deal of upset. Now, remember what I said before. This process of migration is a filtering system. You're not getting the best of the people from those origin countries, because in those origin countries, those who are doing well, who have good lives, good jobs, good businesses, they're not going to leave. What George Soros' refugee migration program is luring to Europe are the people who couldn't make it in their own countries. Many of them are criminals, and they're getting into Europe. They were lured with promises of all kind of free stuff they're not getting, and they're starting to act on out. Which gets us over to this incident in Berlin with the truck that ran into that Christmas fair. The original suspect they had was released. Now they've identified a new suspect, a Tunisian. And yes, he is a refugee. And everybody is very upset about this. This could easily turn into the spark that causes the German people to rise up against the refugees and even their own government. Because people are very, very angry. Now, what's really interesting, this Tunisian individual, apparently German officials already turned down his request for asylum. And he was scheduled to be deported. They tried to send him back to Tunisia earlier. Tunisia wouldn't accept him. Tunisia said, we don't want this guy. He's nothing but trouble. So this push for a new world order, blend all the people together, has failed miserably, because it was all predicated on this Church of Liberalology fantasy that you can control what's inside a person's head by controlling the environment around them. And it never works, and that's why the liberal agenda makes so many horrific mistakes. This is one of them. The German member of the European Parliament has stood up and said, these are Angela Merkel's deaths. She is responsible. Geert Wilders actually tweeted a picture of Angela Merkel who was photoshopped to have blood on her hands and face. And he's out there saying, they hate us and kill us and nobody protects us. And right-wing leaders across Europe are denouncing Angela Merkel for having done this to her own people. There is no way she's going to win re-election next year. She was a fool to even throw her hat in the rings. The German government has now admitted just 2.8% of the 1.2 million refugees have managed to find jobs. And it points out something that is a stark reality that George Soros simply ignored. The economy of Europe, the infrastructure of Europe, the social services of Europe did not have the capacity to absorb this huge surge of new people coming on in. And it's causing all kinds of damage. Now, as I said yesterday, we've got a very tumultuous month before Donald Trump takes office, and apparently those people who are in favor of, you know, illegal immigrants and refugees, they're throwing the doors open, and illegal immigrants are flooding the U.S.-Mexico border, and more than 15,000 were stopped in November, and they don't know how many are getting through. They're just pouring on in. And they're always saying the same thing. Obama said it was okay for us to come here. Well, it was up until Hillary lost the election. Now they don't need you. Maybe they're going to load it up for 2020. Now, to show you how out of control this is getting, one of the problems, the refugee situation in Europe, is how it is very obvious that the governments are on the side of the refugees and not their own indigenous people. And that encourages the violence and the religious hysteria. Apparently, there's a town in Belgium that has canceled having a nativity scene over fears it will offend the town's Muslims. They have four Muslims living in this town, which was justification for tearing down the nativity scene. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $4 gas, 3 failed automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and a fear-mongering documentary.
And aloha, America, welcome back to our show here. And I'm getting a ton of email with well wishes for John in Barbados, and I will save them all up and forward them to him when we get the good news that he is back with us and able to share life with us again here. All right, let's take a quick phone call. Glenn in Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I think the German people need to seek asylum for Angela Merkel. An involuntary commitment should do, because she's bat poo crazy.
Well, I think probably most of the world leaders today are candidates for a straitjacket, with the exception of Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I thought of you the other day when I heard about that truck attack on the Christmas market, because I remember many times you said how you enjoyed Christmas in Germany because the people weren't so obsessed with the materialism and what a wonderful atmosphere it was and feeling and people just being nice and everything. And I saw a woman interviewed on TV, a German woman interviewed, and she talked about how, you know, this is kind of throwing a wet blanket on that and making people anxious and fearful, understandably, justifiably so. You know,
well, you know, they're ramping up. The Berlin market has now been canceled. They've got more police presence at Christmas fairs all across Europe. And again, for anybody who is wanting to start World War III before Donald Trump can take office, we have two targets of opportunity for highly symbolic false flags. We've got Christmas followed by New Year, and you know, we have to be vigilant.
Yeah, exactly. And as you said, like, resist the provocations, and much the way Russia and Iran have been doing, you know, the question is whether or not they're going to try and, they even have Ukraine as an option to try and start trouble over there, which apparently, you know, that's an issue.
Yeah, apparently Poroshenko is uncorking on those breakaway republics right now. But again, I think Putin is just going to sit there and say, you know, I feel bad about those eastern Ukrainian republics, but I'm not going to bite into this war here. I've only got one more month where I have to stay cool, and then all this trouble is going to go away.
Right. Hopefully, God willing. And they, I was concerned that they would try and rope the Russians into a two-front situation by provoking in Ukraine and Syria simultaneously. But it sounds like that the Syrian army and the Russians have the upper hand on the terrorists in Syria at the moment, so that's good.
The U.S. has absolutely no political door open to it to go into Syria, short of simply arbitrarily declaring war on Syria and saying, well, we're going to have a war, and we know it's morally wrong, and you know, but we're going to have it, you're going to pay for it, your children are going to die in it, and that's just the way it's going to be. But that's obviously... prompts the possibility of a massive public uprising in this country. We have a government that constantly goes around deciding for us who our enemies are supposed to be, and we're all big people. We can decide for ourselves who our real enemies are, and stop letting the government say, you must hate this person, and you must love this person. You will love Israel. You will hate Russia. Anyway, listen, got to let you go, Glenn. We've got to take a break. Merry Christmas. Station identification. We'll be right back.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works.
Take Extend-A-Bite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extend-A-Bite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend-A-Bite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.